Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into this week's episode of TCU's Three Wise Men, where your three favorite geniuses give their not-so-genius opinions on all things TCU and other interesting things going around the country. Real quick recap of what's happened since you've last heard from us. TCU baseball, after an incredible start to the season, sucks donkey balls, and we are now 1-5 in conference play. I'm just going to real quick say Golden Player Award to Luke Boyers wants more out of everyone else. And I'm going to move on from that because everything else has been awful. With that, Jacob, how has tennis been in these last little bit?
Yeah, tennis has done nothing but win. Yesterday, we came off of our third straight ranked win against the California school over spring break. They traveled out to Cali, played UCLA, USC, and Pepperdine, and won all three matches. Won the first two without Jake Fernley, and then Jake returned against Pepperdine, and we won 4-0. USC was tough. Duncan Chan was the clincher for that match. It was tied 3-3, and he's a true freshman out of Canada, I believe. And he clinched as a true freshman. It's the second clinch of the year. He also clinched against Baylor a while back, and we won that match 4-3. So we've beaten Texas, Baylor, USC, UCLA, and Pepperdine, all which are ranked in the top 50 teams in the country. So we've done nothing but win. We're going to try and have Duncan on the podcast in the next couple weeks here. And Barrett, how is basketball done?
Basketball has been what I would say a mid-off. We did well against an OU team where it was kind of win or in for the NCAA tournament. One of my coworkers is not too happy the fact that we beat his alma mater to make it in. But hey, OU turned down the NIT bid, so whatever. That was, I would say, a win or in scenario for both teams, both TCU and OU. The Frogs had not been very good down the stretch of the end of this season. And so we needed to win that game in the Big 12 tourney to make it into the NCAA tournament. Obviously, that happened. We're a 9 seed now. We'll get into that a little bit later. The Houston game was god awful. Absolutely terrible. I want to say it was like under 30% from the field. For a while, we were under 20% from the field. That entire game, I don't necessarily think the Frogs played poorly by any means. There were a few defensive lapses here and there. But overall, they just could not buy a bucket. It was just one of those games where even the wide open shots and easy tip-ins weren't falling for them. We had more offensive rebounds in that game than we did made baskets, including free throws. So I think that just goes to show that game just was not our game. I think this is a team that does actually match up pretty well against Houston. Obviously, we beat them earlier in the season, so that's nothing to scoff at when they've only lost three games the entire year. I do think that the last game in the Big 12 tournament for the Frogs was not necessarily a good image going into racket selection and selection Sunday. And I think that showed in how we were ranked as a 9 seed. And if you listen to a lot of the analysts around the country, most of them actually think TCU needs to be a little bit lower. Personally, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think that we definitely underperformed towards the end of the season, but this is a team that can very easily beat some of the better teams in the country.
With that being said, is Jacob trying to talk?
Oh, yeah. I forgot to unmute myself. I was saying, if we make layups, just open layups against Houston, it's a very, very different game.
Yeah.
With that being said, Barrett talked about how we match up against the rest of the country. We've had some pretty good picks here on this podcast, and here we finally decided that anyone here listening obviously wants to hear all three of our entire brackets. So you're going to get to hear our best picks yet tonight, as we all have made our brackets and we'll break all of them down for you.
All right, so we're going to start off with Connor's bracket. Connor, why don't you break down what you've got here?
All right, so just top to bottom, whatnot. Round one, UConn beats Stetson because obviously. Florida Atlantic beats Northwestern for the well-analyzed reason that I am from Florida and I live very close to Florida Atlantic. San Diego State beats UAB because I remember TCU playing UAB in beach volleyball a few years ago and I didn't like them.
SDSU also has Jaden Ledee, who's a TCU transfer.
Yes, that's obviously my very well thought out reason I had for picking San Diego State. I definitely knew they had Jaden Ledee. Next, I've got Auburn at Yale. As much as the greatest clip of all time was when Yale beat Baylor and the Baylor basketball player explained that he got out rebounded because Yale got more rebounds than Baylor, I have to give it to Auburn. I lived there for 6 months. Got to give it to him. BYU over Duquesne because BYU is much better than Duquesne. I have no clue. To go. Illinois over Morehead State for the same reason, although Morehead State would have been a much funnier pick. Washington State over Drake because I looked at my bracket and I thought, man, I've picked a lot of favorites. I think Drake's going to need to win this one. Then Iowa State or South Dakota State because Iowa State has looked scary. North Carolina wins its first round. Mississippi State wins over Michigan State because I have got a friend who went to Mississippi State and his name is Colby and he always roots for TCU for me. So I will naturally die on the hill that Mississippi State is going to win that game. You will notice that is a common theme in this bracket. St. Mary's over GCU because GCU are logo stealers. And I started with the theme that I was going to pick a Catholic school. So I went with St. Mary's before I realized they're an Episcopal school, which is why they stopped winning later in my bracket. Alabama over Charleston because I now go to church with Nick Saban, which means clearly Bama deserves this one. Clemson sucks. Jerry Kill's great. New Mexico wins that game. Baylor easily loses to toothpaste Colgate. Dayton over Nevada. I'm not going to lie. That one was more of a coin flip. And Arizona over Long Beach State because I'm supporting the new Big 12. Houston over Longwood because Houston's scary and good at basketball. Nebraska over A&M because A&M sucks and I hate them. Wisconsin over James Madison because honestly, they were really pleasant at the Rose Bowl. It's been a long time, but they were always nice to me. Duke beats Vermont because Duke is good at basketball. Texas Tech beats North Carolina State because their big impressive upset already happened in March or in their conference tournament and they are not going to get another one. Kentucky over Oakland. I picked Florida, but I'm immediately regretting that because I hate Florida, but here we are. And then Marquette over Western Kentucky. I don't know. That was a poor decision. I think Western Kentucky has a really cool mascot and I should have gone with them. Purdue, because they're the one seed. Utah State is obviously the worst team in the entire field, and I hate them with a core. I've had a deep hatred of them my whole life. I've never once loved Utah State. I've never even known they existed. I've just burned hatred against them. So obviously they're losing to whoever they play. Gonzaga is winning so that we can inevitably get revenge later on. Kansas is losing in the first round because the refs can't cheat for them at their home. South Carolina will beat Oregon. My mother went to Akron, so shout out, Mom. You're beating Creighton this year. Either UVA or CSU is obviously better than Texas. And last but not least, St. Peter's is taking Tennessee. Am I continuing with this bracket until the championship, or am I passing this off to someone else?
Absolutely. Yes,
okay, absolutely. All right, back to the top. UConn over FAU. UConn's a one seed, but again, FAU is in Florida, so therefore they will beat UConn. San Diego State versus Auburn, unfortunately for Jaden Ledee, he was not at the school where I lived for 6 months. So Auburn is going to send him packing. BYU beats Illinois out of nothing but Big 12 loyalty. Drake, after beating Washington State, does not finish through against Iowa State. They are scary. My buddy at Mississippi State cheers as they beat one seed North Carolina. I had to pick between St. Mary's and my church buddy Nick Saban, and I picked St. Mary's Episcopal University or college over my actual Catholic friend Nick Saban, because St. Mary's is Catholic, which they're not. But I've already made the bracket, so that's the decision. Colgate, 9 out of 10 dentists recommend. They're not going to make it eventually. They're running up against the 10th dentist sooner or later. But for now, they do beat New Mexico. Our Big 12 friend Arizona beats Dayton. Houston keeps rolling and beats Nebraska. I made another poor decision. I picked Duke over Wisconsin because I think they're better at basketball, but that seems like a really poor reason to have picked a team here. Texas Tech over Kentucky was a tough call because I kind of hate Tech, but I rode with Big 12 loyalty. So they go. I finally realized Florida sucks, and I picked Marquette over Florida. In a rematch of the football game that we won, TCU steamrolls the Boilermakers again. And then, again, Gonzaga wins this round against Samford just to set up the TCU-Gonzaga rematch. I keep riding with my mom's team, Akron. Akron beats South Carolina. St. Peter's, my actually Catholic school, beats out UVA or Colorado State. I think that's Colorado State. Then we're getting into some real basketball here as we enter.
There Sweet 16.
16, that's where I am. Florida Atlantic is still in Florida, but they are not in Florida enough to beat out me living in Auburn. So Auburn beats Florida Atlantic. BYU finally goes down to Iowa State. Is this still Sweet 16? Is that, am I looking at the right spot? Yes, Mississippi State goes up against St. Mary's, who is finally determined not to be Catholic. And they finally discover that this is an Episcopal school and thus can't play basketball because those are the rules. And Mississippi State beats St. Mary's. Colgate, unfortunately, this is the 10th dentist. Colgate loses to Arizona and is no longer recommended by all their dentists. Houston beats Duke because those are just two good teams. Big 12 is better. Houston wins. Texas Tech beats Marquette because, I don't know, I don't care. TCU, in a nail-biter, beats out Gonzaga for the revenge we finally got. And I had to face my mother's school up against St. Peter's, and the obvious answer was St. Peter's. I'm sorry, Mom. St. Peter's is running as far until they hit TCU. Then Auburn plays Iowa State. I think that's where I am. Yeah. Iowa State's done well today, or in this bracket. They can't. I didn't live in Ames. So Auburn loses, or Auburn beats out Iowa State. Houston beats out Texas Tech because, quite frankly, I was sick of picking Texas Tech. Mississippi State beats Arizona in a stunning upset after Mississippi State has gone in an absolute run this tournament, and St. Peter's comes to a tragic demise against TCU. But St. Peter's is a Catholic school, as I've mentioned many times, and Catholics pray for the dead. So I will pray for St. Peter's after TCU absolutely buries them. Then who's left? Auburn and Houston? No, Auburn against Mississippi State. I've been very proud of having lived in Auburn. Mississippi State steamrolls to go to the national championship game. In a rematch of our Big 12 loss to Houston, it looks more like our earlier in the season game against Houston. TCU ends Houston, and in a awesome matchup. We get TCU versus Mississippi State, in which I picked that there would be 120 points scored in that game as the tiebreaker question. So TCU wins 120-0 over Mississippi State to win the national championship. Go Frogs. That is my very real, very informed analysis. When all of you think I'm kidding, I want you to know I was keeping notes of who didn't pick TCU. Go Frogs.
All right, so now that we've made Connor go through his entire bracket, we're gonna Barrett and I are just gonna go through the first rounds of ours. So, Barrett, take us through your bracket, and then we can talk about some like key games.
Yep. So first things first, UConn beating Stetson—that's kind of a walk in the park. UConn's arguably the best team in the country right now, definitely one of the most well-rounded ones. So, obviously, you can see I have them winning my bracket as a whole. Sorry, Connor. FAU versus Northwestern. Northwestern is actually a sneaky good team. They actually did beat Purdue. Granted, it was at home, but this is a good team. I still think FAU comes out on top there. SDSU, UAB, got a ride with Jaden Ledee. The Aztecs look really good right now. Auburn, Yale. Auburn is actually also one of the best teams in the country. I think in KenPom they're like number three, but they're a four seed. Definite team to look out for in terms of a deep run into the tournament. BYU versus Duquesne. Let's go, Mormons. Enough said there. Illinois, Morehead State. So, Illinois is one of the better teams in the country. However, they inevitably always choke when it comes to tourney time. I think this is no exception to that rule, and I think Morehead State pulls out a shocker against a good Illinois team. Some people have been picking the Illini to go all the way and win it all. I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm now 100% sure that Morehead State's going to win because that's Barrett absolutely having no business picking that upset, and therefore it's going to be right.
There's more to come for that. Washington State versus Drake. I picked Drake. Drake is a good team, and they played against a good Indiana State team in their conference. I think they're wildly underrated. Washington State is a bit of a Cinderella story in terms of how they've gotten to where they are. I don't think they necessarily have the talent that most people think they do. Iowa State, South Dakota State. Iowa State is, if I had to pick one other team to win the national championship outside of UConn and obviously TCU, it would be Iowa State. Iowa State is a scary, scary good team. Lipsy is a phenomenal point guard. And they also have just a ridiculously good defense. Going down to the West, North Carolina versus Howard or whoever. UNC wins that pretty handily. Mississippi State, Michigan State. I think Mississippi State's an underrated team. They've got a really strong defense. They're a good, strong team. I think Michigan State is a little bit overrated. A little bit of the name brand with Tom Izzo there. St. Mary's versus GCU. I have St. Mary's going through there. They've actually looked better than their conference counterparts in Gonzaga this year. So I think, and they returned a pretty large amount of their team, if I remember right. Another team to kind of look out for. Alabama versus Charleston. Alabama's really, really good, really athletic. They don't play great defense, but they put up a ton of points. They average like 90 points a game. They're going to run and gun. Clemson versus New Mexico. This is a New Mexico team that I think is a little bit underrated. It's coached by Rick Pitino. He's got experience. He's got a good point guard. I think Clemson is the better team. I think they're the more veteran team, and I think Clemson comes out on top there. Baylor versus Colgate. I want to pick Colgate, but I just can't. Baylor's too good. I think they're too Yep, knew that one was coming. Dayton versus Nevada. We played Nevada earlier this year. Jacob and I were talking earlier today. Nevada comps very similarly to Utah State. I think Nevada is a pretty decent team. I think they come out on top. Arizona versus Long Beach State. I want to pick Long Beach State so badly against Arizona. It's just Long Beach State is so terrible of a team that kind of made their way into the tournament. So be that as will. I think they're going to get destroyed.
Isn't Long Beach State the team that fired their coach before their conference tournament, and then their team ended up winning the conference tournament on accident?
Yes, it's an absolute cluster. Absolute cluster. Houston versus Longwood. Houston's one of the best teams in the country. Nebraska, A&M. A&M, similar story to Mississippi State, really strong defensively. I think they come out on top. Wisconsin, James Madison. This James Madison team has over 30 wins this season. They're an underrated team. And I know Connor had picked Wisconsin off of the vibes, but I don't think Wisconsin comes out on top. I think that consistently year over year, they're always overranked in terms of where they are seated in the tournament and end up losing a stunner. I think this is no exception there. Duke versus Vermont. I have a buddy that used to play at Vermont. Shout out to the Catamounts. I think this is another scenario where Vermont is a good team, and I think they'll give Duke a run for their money, but I think Duke comes out on top of it. But it's a much closer game than most people think. Tech, NC State. I actually have NC State winning that one. Don't really have a great reason as for why. Kentucky versus Oakland. Kentucky, similar story with Alabama. They just put up a bunch of points. They don't really play great defense, but it's not going to matter when they're dropping 100 on you. Florida versus Boise or Colorado. I have Florida coming out on top there. Marquette, Western Kentucky. Marquette coming out on top. Purdue, I have making it to the next round. Utah State versus TCU. So, like I said earlier, Utah State comps very similarly to Nevada, which is a team that we lost to earlier in the season. They run very, very slow pace. They don't take a lot of threes. They are a good team, and I think they are underseeded as an 8 seed. That being said, I think TCU is also underseeded, even though we ended the season on a horrific note. I have TCU coming out on top, but I think this game is going to be determined by whatever the pace of play is. If the pace is a fast-paced game and TCU is able to run in transition, we blow this team out. If it is a slow-paced game and we are not able to run in transition, they blow us out. I don't think it's going to be a particularly close game either way. Gonzaga versus McNeese. Shout out to Shahada Wells, leading the McNeese Cowboys. He's going to lead them over Gonzaga. Gonzaga didn't look good in their conference tournament. I don't think they look good in the NCAA tournament. Kansas versus Samford. Kansas has had a lot of injury issues with Hunter Dickinson and Kevin McCuller. I think that Samford pulls out a stunner against a decent Kansas team, but without a lot of depth. USC, like South Carolina versus Oregon. I have South Carolina winning that one. Creighton versus Akron. Have Creighton going through. UT versus UVA and Colorado State. I think either of these 10 seeds, whoever ends up playing UT, is actually going to pull it out. And then finally, Tennessee versus St. Peter's. I have no reason to be picking St. Peter's. I think Tennessee is one of the better teams in the field. I just have a gut feeling that Tennessee ends up losing this game for whatever reason. Yeah. And that is my first round of the NCAA tournament.
All right.
You had some bad picks, but you took St. Peter's over Tennessee, so I'll let them slide.
Yeah. The biggest upset that I would say I'm calling is probably the Illinois versus Morehead State.
Yeah, the rankings will say that too, or the seedings. All right. So last but and probably least, if we're being honest, I have UConn over whoever they're playing. Doesn't matter. UConn will win. And then I have FAU beating Northwestern. I think everybody, all of us had FAU beating Northwestern. I have UAB beating San Diego State. San Diego State's a good team, but they've also lost some interesting games this year. I think UAB comes out on fire. Auburn beats Yale. Sorry for the Ivy League, but I don't think Yale's going to repeat their run from last year. I have Duquesne over BYU. I think Duquesne's underrated. I think they can come out and play. They can score. And BYU's defense isn't necessarily good. So I'm taking the Dukes. Then I have Illinois beating Morehead State. Washington State beating Drake, although I did flip back and forth on that one because I think Drake is a really good team. And then Iowa State beating South Dakota State. In the West, I have UNC making it through the first round pretty easily. I have Michigan State over Mississippi State. And I know Barrett said that Michigan State is overrated, and I completely agree. Michigan State is very overrated. I think Mississippi State is even more overrated than Michigan State. And for some reason, Tom Izzo's teams in March are special. I don't know why, but I think he's pretty much guaranteed at least one win in March Madness.
Jacob, picking against the national champion runner-up in the first round is going to cost you some serious points.
It might, but it's okay because I would have them losing in the next round anyway. But I have St. Mary's over Grand Canyon like everybody else, Alabama over Charleston. I took Clemson over New Mexico because if Clemson beat the national champions earlier in the year, they're going to have to at least win one game, right? So Clemson wins one game. I have Baylor over Colgate because I know Colgate shoots a lot of threes, but Baylor, I think Baylor's defense is
that's literally good. All Colgate does.
Yeah, I think Baylor's defense is too good for that. I have Dayton losing to Nevada just pretty much for the same reasons that Clemson won. Nevada beat TCU, and TCU's winning it all, so Nevada deserves a win in the first round. And then Arizona over Long Beach State. And then in the South, I got Houston winning because they're not going to lose. I have Nebraska over Texas A&M because I can't stand Texas A&M either. Even during my time at TCU, we never really played Texas A&M in anything. I just hate them.
That's the objective right position. They're just awful.
Yeah, I have no real reason to hate them, but
I do have an In Jimbo We Trust shirt because as an FSU alumni and an A&M hater, Jimbo has actually never let me down.
That's a fair point. Getting back to my bracket, though, I have Wisconsin beating James Madison. Then I have Vermont over Duke. Duke is they're a confusing team. I think they give this one up. I just don't think they're that good, frankly. I have Texas Tech over NC State, although I can tell you, Barrett, why you had NC State over Tech. And that's because NC State has a 350-pound center named DJ Burns, who is legit. He is everything that Eddie Lampkin wishes Eddie Lampkin was. And he's just silky smooth on the court. I love DJ Burns. I love watching him play. I just don't think that that's going to be enough against Pop Isaacs. And then I have Kentucky over Oakland. I have Florida losing to either Boise or Colorado. It doesn't matter, in my opinion. I think Florida's going to lose. I think Florida just lost their big man, if I remember right. They just had a big injury.
His name was Ron DeSantis, and he went down.
But, yeah, so that's why Boise or Colorado will win, because Ron DeSantis won't be playing this week for Florida. And then I have Marquette over Western Kentucky. Though the past 3 years, a number two seed has lost to a 15 seed. And I think Marquette is the most vulnerable two seed out of the two seeds, in my opinion. I have Purdue over whoever they're going to play. Then I have TCU obviously beating Utah State. Like Barrett said, it's going to be a blowout either way. Just depends on who can control the pace of the game. I'm kind of nervous. I'm more nervous for this game than I am for a potential second round matchup against Purdue, because we haven't shown that we can really control the pace of a game thus far in the season. We might control it for a half and then everything kind of goes to crap because I don't know how good Jamie Dixon is at making in-game adjustments.
By the way, to go off of that Purdue comment real quick, this is a Purdue team where if most people probably don't know this, but Purdue lost to a terrible Arkansas team in the preseason. Granted, it's a preseason game, but like it's right before the season starts and everyone has all their best players. They lost to a terrible Arkansas team that plays a very similar style of basketball to how TCU plays, albeit just much, much worse. So in terms of like looking at that Purdue
team, guys, breakaways are a little straighter also.
Yeah, that's true. But in terms of how TCU matches up against Purdue, it's actually a pretty decent matchup if you look at who they've lost to.
Yeah, I was gonna ask if that was before or after all of the Arkansas players turned gay.
I mean, I think they were gay beforehand, but like semantics.
I am nothing if not anti-semantic.
I have McNeese over Gonzaga, just like Barrett did. I think Shahade Wells is gonna lead McNeese past the Zags. And I have Samford over Kansas for the exact reasons that Barrett did. Kansas is too hurt. They're going to lose to Samford. I have Oregon over South Carolina. I heard Oregon has a player that just recently got back from injury. I can't remember his name right now, but apparently he's a guy. And so, you know, I think they'll pull it out against South Carolina. I have Creighton over Akron. And then like the other two guys, I have Virginia or Colorado State beating Texas in the first round. And unlike the other two guys, I do have Tennessee beating St. Peter's. I don't think the Peacocks are going to be able.
Boo!
But ultimately, it won't matter for that that region anyway, because TCU is winning it, and TCU is winning the national championship. So it doesn't really matter. Yeah, so I think we all had some key games that we went back and forth with. And I think one would be like Washington State and Drake. And then Mississippi State, Michigan State, Clemson, New Mexico, TCU, Utah State. We should probably talk about that one a little bit more. And then maybe Wisconsin, James Madison. So you guys have any thoughts on those?
The thing I would say about, like, to go down to that Midwest region where TCU is, I think, honestly, like, there is a strong path for TCU to actually be able to make it to at least the Elite Eight, if not the Final Four. If they can get past Utah State.
Yeah.
Because I think that we match up well against Purdue, and Purdue inherently chokes every year.
Yep.
And then both Gonzaga and Kansas don't look their full selves right now. And so I think there's a chance of two lower seeds who do not have the talent level that Gonzaga or Kansas do to squeak through. I would say that Tennessee is probably probably the second best two seed behind Iowa State, but they have to go through Texas. They have to go through Creighton. I think that the lower portion of the Midwest bracket is much, much tougher, in my opinion, than the top portion.
Yeah, I think that the Midwest bracket, like, as you can see from mine on the screen right now, but I have the 9 through 13 seeds winning. So, like, I have the majority of upsets in the first round. And I think that's pretty feasible based on who's playing. I think this region has the most equality between the teams. Although, ultimately, I think the committee was kind of on one this year. They assigned some really strange matchups and seedings in the tournament.
Yeah. The other thing that I will add here is that if you look strictly at like KenPom and metric ratings, the East bracket with UConn, Auburn, Illinois, Iowa State, BYU, like all five of those teams are either top five, top 10 KenPom teams, or with, in the case of BYU, was trending as like a top 10 team for most of the season. And so I think like, if you're looking at this bracket, like if I got put in that East corridor, I would be absolutely terrified. I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to play like three of those teams that I named off at all.
I don't want to play any of those teams.
There's a very real chance that the best team in the country and the most deserving of the national championship is somewhere in the East and barely makes a dent in March Madness just because of what a gauntlet they have to go through on that side.
Yeah.
Other than TCU.
And I mean, FAU's in there too. And FAU is regarded as like a top 15 team at the beginning of the season just because of how many guys they returned from last year's squad who made a run in the NCAA tournament. They have tournament experience. They'll be ready to play.
Yeah. I think of all of the different area, like portions of the bracket, I think that Houston got the easiest path for a one seed to the final.
I agree. Yeah. Although I think Arizona could be knocked out pretty early for Carolina to not have to contend with, because Arizona plays at a pretty breakneck pace, just like we do. And if they have to run into really either Nevada or Dayton, both of those teams play pretty strictly half-court offense and half-court games. And so really either one is an upset potential for Arizona in the second round of the tournament.
So. Yeah. Overall, really, really interesting bracket this year.
Yeah.
This is the first year where I haven't necessarily felt super comfortable with like some of my upset picks. I think that there's a lot of parity across the bracket in this year's bracket compared to maybe where there has been in the past.
Yeah, I agree. Although, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, everybody's going to be picking Samford to beat Kansas, which means Kansas is probably going to beat Samford and then just get absolutely blown out in the second round. So,
by Vermont.
Vermont's in the top. It would be by McNeese. But, although, I mean, same thing. McNeese and Vermont are pretty much in the same part of the country.
When Barrett was reading off his bracket, I really believed that he had a friend who went to Vermont or played for Vermont or whatever he said. When he knew their mascot offhand. That was when I was like, oh, this guy knows what he's talking about. He knows who Vermont or whatever they're called are.
Vermont Catamounts.
Yeah, those things.
Yeah. Although they've been in the tournament several times in the past few years.
Yeah, they're consistently a good team within their own right.
Anyways, that's our brackets. Tune in next week to hear Connor go over his entire bracket again and Barrett and I's second round.
Tune in next week
third round
to hear me celebrate my freaking $1 billion or whatever ESPN gives away when I get a perfect first round because there is zero flaw in my research. And if you want easy money, you can print your own money betting on what I just read off here. I even gave you the second round for free. Y'all are welcome. Go Frogs.
I think that we can end it there.
Yeah, I think we just ended after y'all are welcome, go Frogs, end.